Jess.
Hi.
She gives to support Matteo, a ministry trainee at her church. Both use a stewardship account, so 25% gift aid is instantly added. Jess's giving goes further, and Matteo receives extra support. Then there's Frank.
Hello.
Stewardship helped him set up a fund to donate from his various assets. He supports Fatima, who started a charity with support from stewardship.
Stewardship. Give generously, gather faithfully, grow purposefully. Search Stewardship and see how we can help you. Stewardship is a charity registered with the Charity Commission for England and Wales and the Fundraising Regulator.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 21. For God called you to do good, even if it means suffering, just as Christ suffered for you. He is your example, and you must follow in his steps. I've known many wonderful people, and I'm sure you have as well. I've only to think of words such as kindness, graciousness, love, thoughtfulness, joy, integrity, hospitality, and hope to be reminded of people who've reflected those qualities to me in a very special way. They weren't perfect, but I saw something that was beautiful in their lives, and my life has been enormously enriched through knowing them. It's good to follow the example of other Christians, and on a number of occasions, the Apostle Paul encouraged his readers to follow his example. But we need to remember that the supreme example that we need to follow is of Jesus himself. Jesus was unlike anyone else who has ever lived, because he was perfect. We're called to be disciples, and that means deliberately looking at Jesus' teaching and his way of life and allowing them to shape the way in which we live. There's an ancient Jewish blessing which says, "May you be covered by the dust of your rabbi." That is to say, may you walk so closely behind your rabbi that the dust from his feet will fall upon you. Jesus is our rabbi, and if we walk at a great distance from him, the dust from his feet will never fall on us. We need to organize our lives so that day by day, his wisdom, love, and joy influence everything that we do. Peter knew that his readers were going to face great difficulties in the future, and that they needed to look at Jesus' example because he stayed true to his Father even when he faced the most terrible suffering. Whatever we face in the coming days, we cannot do better than deliberately follow in the footsteps of Jesus. So let me ask you a question. What will it mean for you to follow in the footsteps of Jesus today? Now let me pray with you. Lord Jesus, help us to love you more dearly and follow you more nearly today. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today.
Give generously, gather faithfully, grow purposefully with Stewardship. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.